You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I'm quite negative or pessimistic towards Norwich's chances this season, optimistic when you look at Crystal Palace's overall profile. Norwich haven't really invested in their squad, which is a concern. The only player they've bought of real repute is Robbie Brady. And expectations high at Crystal Palace. Johan Kabay, if he performs like we know he's capable of performing, it could be a real coup, them getting Johan Kabay in.
Yeah, I think I agree with pretty much everything you said about, you know, the whole situation there. I agreed with what Derek said last week in the preview that we did about Palace and how they could have a really good season. I like the manager. You know, I think he got a hard time at Newcastle. And the Kabay thing is just him using his knowledge of the game and obviously in calling in some favours almost. I think it could be an unbelievable sign. The Palace fans must be pinching themselves. Not sure about Wickham. Sacco and Bamford, again, they could work though. I think he's brought a couple of players up from the youth team. I think he knows Palace inside out, the manager. I think that's what will work as well, the fact that he's, you know, he knows the club so well. However, and this is the trickier of the three teams who've come up. I said I think all three teams could get something out this weekend. This is the trickiest one because of all that. The crowd and the fact that it's at Norwich and the fact that there'll be such a, you know, a buoyant atmosphere, I think does play into this to a certain extent. I don't think the signings are particularly great either. I agree with you. I think, you know, without being too cruel, I think what they've got at Norwich is a collection of ne'er-do-wells and players haven't quite done it in the Premier League. And by that, I mean, you know, you're Robbie Brady. Remember, we were all like, oh, Robbie Brady, he looks good. And you forget about him for the rest of the season. You know, Andre Wisdom, he was supposed to be the next big thing, wasn't he? Didn't really get anywhere with it. Graham Dorans, you know, good player, but not quite Premier League standard. Mulumbu, I think, is injured anyway. You know, maybe he fits into the same kind of category. And then I mentioned last week in the preview, all those other players they've got couldn't stay in the Premier League with their, whether it was with Norwich or with their respective teams. So, going against all that, though, I think Norwich will get a result here, but I think Palace will have a fantastic season. I think Palace will upset bigger teams away from home than smaller teams, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think they'll spring some real surprises this season, but they'll build it on the home form. So I'm going to go for a Norwich win here.
Wow. 29-20 Norwich for Lee.
Terrible price, though. Jeez, I wish I'd seen the price first.
29-20 Norwich. The draw 9-4 Crystal Palace, 15-8. What do you think, Derek?
I'm on Palace all day long. Yeah. You know, if last season's Premier League had started when Pardew took over, they'd have finished sixth. I mean, that's a sensational stat. Norwich haven't won on the opening day in 12 seasons. So, I mean, you're back then, you've got the law on your side, the law of averages. But I just don't see them doing it. You only came up via the playoffs, you know. Up by the skin of the teeth. They haven't made great signings to improve. Palace have. They were sensational in the second half of the season. Got to be a Palace win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.